So I have the pleasure this afternoon to moderate our panel, our petitioner panel, with respect to PTAB proceedings. And the first thing I want to note about my panel is how humble they are. I specifically asked them earlier today if there's anything they wanted to highlight from their bios, and uniformly they all demurred, which I think is a really strange occurrence for three lawyers to be all humble together. I don't know what the cause of it.
I am a good lawyer.
On it. Anyway, notwithstanding their humility, I think we've got a really highly knowledgeable panel today to talk about some of the things we're seeing happening within the PTAB proceedings. And one of the first areas we wanted to talk about was sort of going to the end of the process. So if you've got the PTAB proceeding, and we're sort of wondering about the rules, but we're starting to see some guidance coming out of the Federal Circuit. So I wanted to ask the panel as a whole, what interesting cases are coming out that are starting to provide some guidance with respect to the proceedings?
Because he knows this stuff really well, as you're about to find out.
See how humble? As I said, they're very humble.
They liked my diatribe in preparation time. So a couple of the cases that have come out recently that are interesting and have some potential effect on practice that we've noted were a couple cases dealing with the application of the Administrative Procedure Act to proceedings at the PTAB, and notably there are two cases that that end up coming out in different directions, but one is the Genzyme case and the other is the Dell versus Acceleron case. Both of those cases, the Federal Circuit held that the protections of the Administrative Procedure Act apply in the context of PTAB proceedings, and those protections include a reasonable notice of grounds of unpatentability and an opportunity for the patent owner to respond to any grounds on which their patents are being challenged.